through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Ooh, ah, how are you?
The dead of night's quite accurate.
The dead of night.
Because I usually send you guys, I send you an email, a little heads up once I've done my, what I reckon I'll talk about in the morning.
Yeah.
And I usually fire it through to you about midnight.
Mm-hmm. I think I got one at 1:47 one night.
Yeah.
I can just imagine you, Tim,
scrolling through Twitter in the dark with just the phone like right by your face.
Planet Earth's premier news source.
There we go.
Twitter.com.
Twitter.com.
That's where I source all my information from. It's why I'm so smart.
What is
Big
going on?
Media week, huh?
Yeah, what is going on in the media scape?
Look, everyone is losing their absolute rag over this RNZ concert thing.
This is, it's like someone's just thrown a very large cat amongst a bunch of radio pigeons out there, eh?
To catch y'all up, if you missed it, RNZ, they're making some big moves at the moment. They're in the middle of being absorbed over the next 3 years into this central public media entity.
The hand gesture that you're doing right now, just to describe it for the people at home, is kind of like aliens being returned to the mothership, is the sort of vibe I get from the...
I haven't had my coffee yet, so I have to generate my own energy. So I'm doing it with yoga movements.
Interesting with the RNZ concert thing, because it's not only like the public that are losing it about it, it's sort of the government as well, right?
This is the interesting thing. So what happened is RNZ went, hey, you know how all our listeners are about to die?
God,
I'm being facetious. But you know, that is kind of what they've said in defense of this terrible communication rollout that they've had. They said, what we're going to do to make sure that we're upholding our charter obligations to reach as wide an audience as possible. What do we know about the audiences that we serve really well? They're super white and they're kind of old.
Right.
And at some point they'll be dead. So we need to get younger and more diverse people listening to RNZ. We want to get some people who maybe don't even listen to the radio at the moment and feed them into the RNZ stream. And they said the best way to do that is to start a youth station.
Youth.
And
You mean like a student radio station?
Yeah. Ever heard of it?
And student radio. What's that?
We talked about this late last year because they put an ad out for the program director for the station saying
that
it was this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And it turns out that they were going to take RNZ Concerts frequency away and turn it into basically a Spotify playlist for classical music and use that frequency for the youth, the upcoming youth station.
But I would like to imagine that in all the press releases, it is youth with an F, just to really be down with the kids with a Z.
Exactly. You got to appeal to those millennials who are now all like 40. everyone's gotten very, very cross when the news came out that RNZ Constance frequency was up for grabs. They were going to move it to an AM frequency.
Yep.
And if you don't know about radio, that's very lo-fi and it's also mono. You don't get two channels.
Yeah.
Which is a really terrible idea for like symphony recordings and orchestras and whatnot.
Because that is something that a lot of people have commented about Concert FM, is it is the one place in New Zealand that really archives the amazing contemporary and older classical music that comes out of this country.
And listen, I'm here for that, and I know I'm going to cop a lot of flack on here, like I copped a lot of flack on Twitter. But the response to this has been the most boomer shit I've ever seen.
People are
so excited about this. It is insane. The former Prime Minister Helen Clark's up in arms about it. I haven't seen her so excited since
I'm holding it, though.
I haven't seen former Prime Minister Helen Clark this excited since they threatened to put a concert next to her house, which is by Eden Park, for God's sake. Jacinda Ardern's come out and she's, rightly actually, she was like, hey, we totally talked about this in a meeting and we totally brought up the fact that the frequency is a big concern.
Yeah.
And we were going to talk about this and then we never did and now it's public and everyone's cross and I'm cross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's a bit cross this morning.
Prime Minister doesn't come out that often and say she's actually cross about something.
She's cross
so
about
when
us.
I read her the quotes from a press release about it, I was like,
I don't know.
Jacinda's
cross.
She's pissed.
To be honest, RNZ, and I'm probably shooting myself in the foot for future job opportunities here.
Oh, please carry on.
They're freaking dropping the ball at the moment. Like, it's their comms that's really terrible at the moment, and it's just creating so many unforced errors for them. Like, all of the merger talks, the only news we've had, as I keep mentioning, is from Jane Patterson, who works at RNZ, who's getting these leaks and putting them out to the news. Which is just a terrible way for, you know, news organizational restructures to get disseminated. It freaks everyone out. And then this concert thing was just like they didn't have any particular communication strategy to explain what they were doing and why and the benefit of getting a youth station in. Because the thing that pisses me off, right, is everyone's so upset about this, but there is a bit of a gap nationally capturing young broadcasters.
I mean, I think one thing that has been noted by a lot of people, this was when you said this is some boomer shit, that it made me go, oh, I don't know entirely about that, because I think there is this weird dichotomy people are talking about where they're like, Concert FM versus the youth. And you're like, actually, a lot of the youth listen to Concert FM / also, why is this a conversation that's happening?
I love jazz, and they've over the last few years they've been doing a real big push into the jazz space as well. I'm here for Concert FM. I think it would be hard to argue that a lot of young people listen to it.
Probably. I hate the dichotomy.
The other thing is there's 46,000 unique listeners to Concert.
Yeah. There's which not is that pretty special.
There's not that many people.
Hey, 46.
People don't like change, Tim.
Yeah, but I like youth stuff.
Yes.
Like, the last time we had something that captured youth broadcasters in a big, serious way nationally was TVNZU, and that existed for about 2.5 years. But in that time, you managed to get, like, Rose Matafeo was on there, Tim Lamborn was on there. All the best people have, like, buggered off now. Eli Mathewson, Guy Montgomery. Like, if that thing still existed now, you'd have all these crazy, awesome shows that... Anyway.
Don't forget about BFM. That's all I got to say.
BFM rules. The student stations are the standard bear of cool shit happening on airwaves in Aotearoa.
Thank you very much.
Sue Bob Jones is getting sued. He's suing someone for defamation. Rane? Or it could be Renee. I'm not sure. She's a filmmaker, Mahi, and she's bloody cool because she started a petition in 2018 after Bob Jones, who's Sir Bob Jones. Uh-huh. He said there should be a Māori Appreciation Day instead of Waitangi Day, where they like thank white people for all the cool shit they did.
Oh God, I remember that. Unfortunately,
he's just a
master. I didn't hear about that. That is wild.
Big old stirrer and noted piece of shit, in my opinion. Can I say that? Probably not.
In your opinion, you put a caveat on it, didn't you?
So she is being sued by Bob Jones, and that court case is happening in the High Court on the 21st of February, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens there. Apparently, if it's an honestly held opinion, that's a legal defence against defamation. The claim is also of defamation because he's saying she's calling him a racist, and that's not true.
Right, okay, so that's quite a kind of a sticky mess. I believe there's also a crowdfunding for people who want to support her court fees, I think, happening on the internet.
Yeah, there is.
Search Bob Jones defamation, it'll come up, but her name's Renee Mahi, and I apologise if I'm saying her first name incorrectly. MediaWorks is taking 3Life off the air. Does anyone know what 3Life is? Because I sure didn't.
No, what is 3Life?
I don't know, some goddamn filler thing that's probably on the fish and chip shop. It was like, apparently some DIY. It was probably just selling multi-level marketing schemes,
yeah,
I'm guessing.
But
they're taking that off to bring back the Edge TV, which, okay.
Is that the youth?
Is that like
that's the youth.
Is that like MTV,
it's just
the Edge?
Now listen, I could have this a bit wrong.
Oh God.
Because I've been tuned out for a little bit, but I'm pretty sure they just kind of like ram a couple cameras in the Edge studios.
I'm thinking what now, but I don't
know. Nah, it's like way more lo-fi. They basically lean on all the music videos and stuff, and they just do real kind of lo-fi stuff to camera. It's all, you know, it's fine, whatever. It's good that some people are getting experience on camera. And they're also bringing the Breeze TV in, which is a brand new. So the Edge TV used to exist.
Okay.
And then they took it away for 3Life.
Yeah.
And now 3Life is being taken away. And
somebody
Edge TV
videoed me in this studio, honestly.
I'm glad no one can see what we get up to in here, Tess.
So. Who cares about MediaWorks, though, eh? Those guys are on me up. Taika has won
Woo-hoo!
An Oscar, and that rules. And actually, do you have the audio
I do.
That I sent? Is it queued up to the bit?
Yep.
Fantastic.
Ready
Come
to go.
On, Tim.
I can't remember which bit I picked. Oh, do you, just quickly, before we get to that, because I want to end on a high.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So have we got a minute? Or are
we got a
done?
Minute. We got a minute.
I want to talk about Wuhan real quick. Wuhan's bad.
Yeah.
Wuhan's really bad. Got lots of people dying. Quite an interesting thing is happening in China at the moment, where there's a bunch of citizen journalists who have sort of come out against the communists, the Chinese Communist Party. who are very big on limiting the amount of information, particularly that gets out internationally, mm-hmm. About all sorts of things, but especially about bad things that happen in China.
Yeah.
And so the country was basically really grieving this 34-year-old doctor who became a really early whistleblower in December. He said, hey, this thing is looking very worrying.
Yeah.
And I think the Chinese government put him in prison as a result of him coming out and sounding the alarm.
Away.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
They silenced him. And then unfortunately he later contracted the Wuhan virus and died. So he got coronavirus and died of it. And he's only 34, so sad.
Wow.
And then there's been this 34-year-old lawyer who went to Wuhan, whose name is Chen Kuaishi, I think. Again, apologies on the pronunciation. And he has just been filming with his camera and putting online victims and their families and the experience of what's happening in Wuhan. And he just disappeared last week. And so there's a lot of kind of things bubbling up on social media, and the Chinese government is trying to quash them. There was a hashtag that briefly trended, which was "I want freedom of speech" inside of China.
Wow, okay.
And then the government banned the hashtag. So there's just like...
That is an interesting bit of media happening over there.
Some interesting pressure being put on the very restrictive information flow that is the communist Chinese experience.
That'll be one we can probably touch on again in the future, because sounds like it'll be a big problem for a wee while.
I want to see The Wire talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're coming up next.
They're coming after you.
Anyway, congratulations to Taika. You're absolutely legend.
Ending on a high. What a lad.
An Academy Award winner at the 92nd Academy Awards.
I've got 8 minutes and 47 seconds.
Fabulous.
Oh, well, that's
your time mark.
1 minute.
You're letting the listeners behind the curtain here. Here's Taika. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Tim.
But, a lot of us making the film was in response to a resurgence of hate and intolerance and hate speech. And here's the thing. At the end of the war, there was a very clear rule. If you're a Nazi, you went to jail. Now, the rules have changed a bit. If you're a Nazi, feel free to have a rally down in the town square and you can invite all your mates. So something's changed and something's not right, and we have forgotten the rules, I guess. And so I feel like this is the perfect time for a film like this. And I feel like the film's become more important and more relevant today, which is a sad thing, but also good for me.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.